We have our high holy days, not no holidays. You know what I'm saying? They put them into place to take you away from the high holy days so you'll never celebrate the high holy days. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing out there today? Hope everything going well. Happy Feast of Unleavened Bread today. Hope everything going well with y'all, man. Hope y'all celebrating the Feast of Unleavened Bread, part of one of our holy high holy holidays. For the Father, for the Hebrew Israel, for us, you know what I'm saying? What we celebrate, you know how the world have their holidays. We have our high holy days that our Father give us throughout scriptures in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? That we celebrate. And today is the first. It's the not the first, but the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Yesterday was the Passover. So March 14 was the Passover, and today is the 15th, starts the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and it goes all the way to the 21st. You're supposed to do 7 days, and you end on the next day. And most people don't know. You know what I'm saying? Most people don't know that. They kind of do what they want. You know what I'm saying? They celebrate the holidays of this world, but they don't celebrate the holy days that the Father gave us. You know what I'm saying? And it all brings back remembrance and respect. You know what I'm saying? And honoring the Father for who he is and what he have done for us. You know what I'm saying? So like the Passover is celebrated for what the Father took us out of Egypt. When in Moses' days, when the Father took us out of Egypt and took us into another land and got us away from Pharaoh. You know what I'm saying? So after he took us out of that land and got us to where he wanted us to be, he told us that that would be called the Passover. And that would be on Abib. You know what I'm saying? Which is the first month. And he said that it would be on the 14th day of that month, which is March. So that's why we celebrate the Passover, because he took us out of Egypt and took us over to another land. And when you think about that for us in this day, if you've been with the Father, basically your mind, that was the way your mind was set before you found the Father. He took you out of the mind of the American way of how America taught you through the devil's doctrine of how to be and how to live, you know what I'm saying, which is unclean. And he brought you into Israel, which is the mind of our Father, you know what I'm saying, which is his mind, and taught you how to be clean, holy, and righteous. So you were that's called the Passover. When he take you from one place that was destructive and, you know what I'm saying, wicked, and then he bring you to the holy place, which is righteous and holy of him. So that would be our Passover. He passed us over from a wicked mindset to a righteous mindset. So we had to celebrate in remembrance of what he did in the physical for our ancestors, you know what I'm saying? And then also how he brought them over, you know what I'm saying, to another land and gave the laws to them. After he took them to the next land, he gave them laws to abide in, you know what I'm saying, because he wanted them righteous also. You know what I'm saying? He understood that they couldn't be righteous without the law that he had, and being under another land king, which was Pharaoh. You know what I'm saying? Because Pharaoh would indoctrinate them into the way he want to move, which is the way Satan would move. You know what I'm saying? So they would be confused and lost and wouldn't abide in it because of the things that the people over there was doing in Egypt. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, so the Passover is going from one mindset of wickedness to the next mindset of righteousness from God. So you celebrate and you worship and you honor the Father and let him know that you remember when you was in Egypt. So you let him remember when you was in a wicked mindset and how he brought you over to a righteous mindset. And you also let him know that you remember how he took our ancestors from Egypt over to another land. You know what I'm saying? And then you read about it, you know what I'm saying? Get more educated on, you know, what happened and all the things that he did. You know what I'm saying? And the next day, what would happen is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. which is when they left, the bread was leavened, and he wanted it to be unleavened. So before, no, the bread was unleavened, but he, the bread was unleavened, but he wanted them to eat it before it get leavened. You know what I'm saying? So basically, while they was in their situation, he wanted the law to be implemented into them. You know what I'm saying? Before they start, you know what I'm saying, going crazy about things not being how they, what they used to seeing and going through. You know what I'm saying? Because he took them from eating meat and all these things, you know what I'm saying? And then he brought them into the wilderness, so they kind of like, you know what I'm saying, would be thinking, like, what, why, like, why we here? We don't have food, we don't have this, we don't have that, you know what I'm saying? So he wanted them to get quick into the laws and make a covenant with him, you know what I'm saying, so that he can let them understand why they there and why he took them out and, you know what I'm saying, all the things that he needed to bring forward to them, you know what I'm saying? So for us, today, we look into that and we learn about that. And then what we do is we thank the Father, you know what I'm saying, and worship the Father for allowing us to go from an unclean mind to a clean mind. You know what I'm saying? And we do this for 7 days, and it don't end until the 8th day. It don't end until after the seventh, the whole 7 days is over with. You know what I'm saying? So that's March 15th to March 21st. We do that. And, yeah, man. So, like, he just, like, for the, because when you look at an unleavened bread, it is bleach. You know what I'm saying? When you look at an unleavened bread, it is natural. It's in its natural form. So, when we in this world and someone has taught us something, you know what I'm saying, they'll put confusion and mix all type of things in our mind to where we don't have the natural mind of what the Father wants us to have. So it's a lot of confusion going on to where we can't get right. You know what I'm saying? So he wanted to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that we celebrate this to honor him, to show him that we remember, you know what I'm saying, the Passover, how he got us from out of that mindset to brought us over to his mindset, and then also how he cleaned us up after he did that. You see what I'm saying? So you celebrate and worship and honor him for this day, and you educate yourself on, you know what I'm saying, the scriptures and for the knowledge and wisdom to get a full, clear understanding for yourself to show that self-approval of the unleavened bread that he has given us. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up right now. And I didn't know nothing about this. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if many people do, but I watched Ben Yahweh, you know what I'm saying? He left us in 2006 or 7. He was with the Father now, so, but he was teaching on these things about the Feast of Weeks, you know what I'm saying? The Sabbath and Passover, what else? Tabernacles, Feast of Tabernacles, you know, all these things. And basically what he was saying was that the world, Satan and his children got us on lunar time, which is the moon time. You know what I'm saying? And we're supposed to be on solar time, which is the sun time. So they got us on the opposite time, and they got us on the Roman calendar. So the time, you know, when in the Bible it says that Satan will change time against his people and put them to sleep for time and time until they're dividing the times, like that, right? I hope I got it right. So then he was saying that, you know, someone has to come to divide the time, you know what I'm saying? Because it will happen time and time until someone come divide that time for the time and time. So until someone come and show you, you know what I'm saying, the real time and what time we're supposed to be on. Because if Satan and his children could put you behind time, then now they have a bigger gain on you. They have a bigger leverage on you. If they could put you far back, you'll never know the true time of the Father. You'll never be on time with the Father. You'll always be offset off time. You know what I'm saying? And as you can see, March 13, they just did the time reset at 2 o'clock a.m. And then they changed the time again at November, I think, 6 at 2 a.m. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, but then when you look in Europe, they get, their time is at 1 a.m. On March 12th. And then October, I think it's the 1st, maybe, the 31st, one of them. Daytime is 1 a.m. on that time, but for us it go to November. You see what I'm saying? Over here in America, it starts the same time, but it started an hour before us, and then they end the whole month before us. So you can see the difference. You know what I'm saying? Of why would it be different like that? You see what I'm saying? But it is, and they get a whole month ahead of us. So, which is what they always try to do. They try to stay a month ahead of you. They try to stay ahead of you so that you can always be behind. You can never get on the right time of the Father, and then that way Satan and his children defeat you. You know what I'm saying? So, if we're on the right time and we're educated to know the right time, then we'll be on the time with the Father, and we're supposed to always be lined up with our Father. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be lined up with his laws, his ways, his commandments, his Torahs, you know what I'm saying? Everything, so that we can be in order. But if you can't be lined up with the Father, you can't be in order, and therefore you can't be upright. You know what I'm saying? You can't be 90 degrees upright. You're going to always be slouched down somewhere because you're lacking somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So that's the situation. You know what I'm saying? So when we look at, so when you look at things, you got to understand that the Father wants us to always be in line with him. Because if we never in line with him, then how can we be doing for him, you know what I'm saying, if we off somewhere? So that was been Yahweh's whole thing, you know what I'm saying? It get even deeper because they do like a 30 calendar year or something like that. And they'll take you off away from the Father for a long time, but then they'll get right back on time after like a 30 calendar year or something like that. I think he say they get back on set with the time, and then they'll go back and start resetting the time. So when you see like the economy, they'll do like a 10 year reset or whatever you want to call it, to where like right now how they doing like this reset for the 10 years. Like 10 years done passed, so now they're trying to start this whole new thing. And right now we're at the beginning of a new wave of how they're trying to make things to go. You know what I'm saying? So let's say if you got in like the stock market at the end of the 10 year, then basically you bought too high. You know what I'm saying? So now when the market's selling off, it looked bad to you that it's selling off. But for them who got in at the start of the 10 year, they not losing nothing. They done gained so much that they not losing nothing if they stayed in or if they took half out. You know what I'm saying? They not losing much because let's say a stock got in at like 30. Let's say a stock is up like $90, right? Before the whole little reset thing. And let's say they got in like at $20. They already gained their profit. You know what I'm saying? So anything, you know what I'm saying, that's going down, if the stock go to 50, they still in profit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, once you understand how the economy works, you know what I'm saying, then you understand kind of how his children move, to where now you can move the right way and, you know what I'm saying, be ahead of the game. But they're going to always try to keep you behind. So that's why they never come out and tell you about things that's going to take place until they already got it going and rolling. And then they come out and tell you at the last minute, then you find out, you know what I'm saying, then you're behind on everything. So, you know, it's just how it goes, man. And we just gotta be ahead on everything. So I just wanted to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, what it is. And when you look into things, you know what I'm saying, with this world, when you look into things, stuff start to make more sense. So yeah, man, we just gotta get on time, you know what I'm saying, get organized with the Father so that, you know what I'm saying, we can never get back into, you know what I'm saying, forgetting, you know what I'm saying, what it is. And what it was for us and how we supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? So we must keep everything, you know what I'm saying, strategize and go off what the Father tell us so that, you know what I'm saying, we can never get confused again and lost. You know what I'm saying? So when I was learning all this, I'm like, man, it's going to be hard to learn this. You know what I'm saying? But it's not. Well, I just got to, you know what I'm saying, go back and refresh my memory, you know what I'm saying, what he said. But, you know, I just wanted to come and tell y'all, you know what I'm saying, because not many people know this stuff, but at the same time, even if it's, like, I never doubted that it wasn't true, you know what I'm saying, because things he taught was, like, real, and you know what I'm saying, like, I feel like he was a true man of God, you know what I'm saying, and serving him the right way and everything, so I don't feel like, you know, he made none of this stuff up or anything like that, but even if it's not, you know what I'm saying, and he may be off somewhere or whatever, which I doubt, you know what I'm saying. But, you know, for people who may think, like, how you know this and that, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter, man. As long as you, like, because people not doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like these things was taught by the Father in Scripture, saying that we're supposed to do this. You know what I'm saying? So me and my wife, we do it. I don't know if anybody else do it. You know what I'm saying? But I want to let everybody, you know, who listen to me, you know what I'm saying? You should do it, because everything that is in the word has to be done. And then, like I said, you may not know how to do it when you read it. You may think like, oh, this is for our ancestors back then, or this is for the Hebrew people back then. You know what I'm saying? But it's for all the Hebrews, for Israel, it's for all Israel. He said that this is for all Israel, and no foreigners, and no, what was the other people? No foreigners and something else. He said, I wrote it down on the in the description. Y'all can see the description in there. But yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wanted us to hold these days, you know what I'm saying? Because this is what he wanted for us. Like, it was meant for us to have these days and to live, you know what I'm saying, by this law, you know what I'm saying, from generation to generation forever. You know what I'm saying? Just like this, just like the Sabbath, you know what I'm saying, the Passover and the Feast of Weeks and the Feast of Tabernacles, you know what I'm saying, and everything else, Memorial of the Trumpets, all these things, all these high holy days mean something for us, and we're supposed to hold them. You know what I'm saying? No one in the world is going to show you how to hold these, because they don't want you to know. Because the more you know about your Father, and the more you live, you know what I'm saying, in his laws and commandments, the more he get closer to you, and the more he show you things, and the more we get stronger, and the more people start listening, and the more we grow into an ascending army. You know what I'm saying? So they're not going to teach you, oh, you're supposed to do the Sabbath, you're supposed to do the Feast of Unleavened Bread, because your God has given this to you. Why do you think nobody else do it? Because it's for us. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't do it, because they know you don't know the time, you know what I'm saying? So if you don't know the time, you're not going to be in line. So if you're not in line, you can't do it, because you don't know when to do it. You don't know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to learn how to do it. That's why I'm telling y'all how you're supposed to do these days and what these days mean to us, what they're for. He even have a scripture in the Bible that says your children is going to ask you, what is this service for? And you're supposed to tell them about how Moses and Aaron and Israel, our ancestors, was brought out of the land of Egypt until a land where the Father took us at. And this is what he told us to do. This is what he told our ancestors to do after he took them out, for the remembrance of what he did for us and for the remembrance of him making us from unclean people to clean people. You know what I'm saying? And then the more you get into the scriptures, the more you start seeing the other feast that he have for us and the other celebrations that he have for us throughout, you know what I'm saying, our life that we're supposed to do forever. And it's for Israel. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, you got to know these things, man. You got to know these things. Even for a Hebrew person, if you date outside of a Hebrew person, the person you date is supposed to accept the laws of your Father and live the laws just as you're supposed to continue to live the laws. You can't allow someone to come into your culture and separate you from your culture to live their culture, and then now you're serving two gods. Are you serving their God over your God? Are you just serving their God, period, and you don't know your God? You know what I'm saying? Because those was the things that was happening back then that our Father got jealous of, us serving other gods. So if you're dating outside of the Hebrew, you know what I'm saying, then you need to make sure that you're into the law, you know what I'm saying, and that you and that you putting whoever you dating on the law of your God, because if you don't, then you're gonna be cursed. And that's just what the word says. So it's like, it's so much knowledge and wisdom and understanding in there, and you know what I'm saying, it will stop all the confusion and the questioning and all these things that people just study, you know what I'm saying, and go back to the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Go back to the beginning, and that way you won't be confused in the end. You know what I'm saying? Or between. Nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So that's I you know what I'm saying? I learned it from my apostle, Rosalind Solomon, mother in the Lord. And I learned it from Ben Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? It's all there. It's all there. Somebody has to point it out to you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not going to be able to see everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the Father blessed us with what he blessed us with. And once you see it, you know what I'm saying, then you can read for yourself and ask God for yourself if this true, or if I should do this, do that. You know what I'm saying? So it can benefit you. So you can get out your curse. You can help your family lineage. You can help your generation. All these things. Because these high holy days is supposed to be for our generations. It's supposed to be for us. You know what I'm saying? Why you think they give us, what, what they give us first. I don't even know. New Year's, and what, Labor Day and Memorial Day, and you know what I'm saying? 4th of July and what, Christmas and I missed some, Thanksgiving and what, not trick or treat, Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Why do you think they give you all these made up things that don't even mean that? You know what I'm saying? All these wicked things that don't mean that. Why do you think they give you all of those to replace, to get your mind, because all they people gonna be on it. All they people gonna come to agreement and celebrate these things. You know what I'm saying? That's no problem. They follow us. You know what I'm saying? But for us, we have our high holy days, not no holidays. You know what I'm saying? They put them into place to take you away from the high holy days, so you'll never celebrate the high holy days, and they replace you with the holidays. You know what I'm saying? So you can never get in line with the Father. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? So you know the holidays more than you know the high holy days, just like I did. You know what I'm saying? But once you come out of the holidays, then you need to start learning your high holy days and living them to the best of your ability, so that then you can, you know what I'm saying, live righteously and holy of another Father. Just like the Sabbath is every Friday. You know what I'm saying? Every Friday, the Sabbath, 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. 6 p.m. it start the what can I call it? So I'm gonna just say this. So Thursday, you're supposed to start at 6 p.m. You see what I'm saying? That's the preparation day. You're supposed to get everything prepped up before 6 p.m. And then after 6 p.m., there should be no buying or selling going on. You know what I'm saying? It's all in scripture. And then to 6 p.m. Friday. You see what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to work. So you got your preparation day, you know what I'm saying, before 6 p.m. And then you do the Sabbath all the way to 6 p.m. Friday. You know what I'm saying? No buying or selling for no one, doing any of that. Because you curse your money, you curse yourself. You know what I'm saying? But other people got their own Sabbath. They got it on Saturdays and other days. But you know what I'm saying? This come from my mother and the Lord Apostle. She said that it was six. It's Friday at 6 p.m. That's when the Sabbath. That's when it is. So yeah, man. That's what we're supposed to do. But I don't know if any other people know about the preparation of the Sabbath, which they said it starts the day before, because that's what they was doing in the Bible. They started the day before, and then after that, that's when they went into, you know, the Sabbath. So yeah, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Satan play with the time, put us to sleep, you know what I'm saying, and cause confusion upon us, and they put what they want to put, and you know what I'm saying, it put us behind. So you got to get back on time. You got to get back right, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay tuned in and do what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, we growing, man. You know what I'm saying? All you can do is just grow. You can't get hurt. The only way you can get hurt is not knowing and not trying to know. You know what I'm saying? And not trying to study, not trying to learn of the Father. That's the only way you're hurting yourself. But other than that, if you come into the Father and you're trying to learn and you're trying to know, you can't get hurt because you're trying. The Father know your heart. You know what I'm saying? Just because you don't know all that I may know, just like I don't know all that my Apostle Ross and Solomon know, just like I don't know that all that Ben Yahweh knew, I'm learning each and every day more and more and more and more. I'm never stopping to not trying to learn. I'm trying to continue to learn, to improve myself, so I can know these things within my mind. So if any time came to where I had to be without the Bible or anything like that, or whatever situation, it's all stored in my mind. You know what I'm saying? It's all stored in my mind. That's the most valuable place where you can store anything. It can't be taken. You know what I'm saying? So that's where you want to put it. So that's why you're supposed to study and meditate, so that it won't be gone. You know what I'm saying? No matter where they take you, no matter who you're around, you can still teach them about the Father because it's in your mind. You don't need the book when if it's not available. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you got to study and know these things. You know what I'm saying? Just in case of anything. You never know, man. You know what I'm saying? You know this world wicked. You know these people some haters and envy. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, like, we just got to get right. That's all. It takes day by day. You know what I'm saying? Every season we're growing. Every season we learn something new. Every season we're getting blessed. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, we in the Passover right now, and today is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and just celebrate it, man. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy yourself, and celebrate for the Father for all that he has done for you and your people, you know what I'm saying, and our ancestors, and you know what I'm saying, just stay blessed, man, and just, you know what I'm saying, have a wonderful time doing it. It shouldn't be a sad moment, it shouldn't be a down moment, it should be very excited and joyful, giving Father praise, reading Psalms 100, you know what I'm saying, read Psalms 100, you know what I'm saying, give him joy, give him praise, you know what I'm saying, read Psalms 64, 63, 64, you know what I'm saying, so that you could, you know what I'm saying, show him that, you know, you see what he did for you, you know what I'm saying, against your enemies and everything that you've been through, you know what I'm saying, read Psalms 23, everything, man, like, you know what I'm saying, like, just get right, that's all I be telling y'all, to get right, man, with the Father, get aligned with the Father, to get in tune with the Father. You know what I'm saying? Nobody may not never tell y'all about these high holy days. But, you know what I'm saying? For right now, like I said, it's the Passover, March 14th. It's the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the 15th through the 21st. And then after that, I think it's the, let me see. Because I wrote it all down so y'all can see it. I already know. Oh, it's in the description. It's in the description, so y'all got it there. You know what I'm saying? Always write it down so y'all can have it placed in y'all home just in case anything was to happen. You know what I'm saying? They take anything down or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? You know how they go, how it go. So yeah, the Sabbath on Friday. You know what I'm saying? Start preparation Thursday. And then the Sabbath start Friday. Yeah, on Friday to 6 p.m. And you got the Passover March 14th. You got Feast of Unleavened Bread, March 15th through the 21st, right? Then you got Feast of Weeks, that's May 11th through the 17th. And then you got Memorial Blowing of the Trumpets, that's September 1st. Then you got Day of Atonement, that's September 10th. And then you got Feast of Tabernacles. You got Feast of Tabernacles, that's September 14th, and then you got the High Holy Convocations, the Holy Convocations, which is like, you know, you're coming together, and that is September 22nd, yeah, man, well, the Feast of Tabernacles is September 14th through the 21st, but yeah, man, it's all in the description if y'all got confused, but yeah, it's all there, man. Just stay right, man. Just stay blessed. Do what y'all supposed to do, man. Live righteous as possible. And do everything you're supposed to do within our Father. Stay perfect, man. Love y'all. Love, man. Shalom.